Why don't we pray, and then we will read our Bibles together. Dear God, we come to you and we thank you because you are so good. You love us, and you allow us to gather together and remember that we are in this together, and we, as we read your word, that we sit under your authority, and together we humble ourselves to you and what you say. Not just in this moment, but every day as we open this book and read, we are to put ourselves under you and your authority and become more like Jesus every day. So thank you for this moment when together we remember that. And I pray that as we do read today, that you would change our hearts and draw us to you and make us become more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're in a section of Colossians where we're examining the question, or the text is making us ask the question, how should we treat each other? If you're a Christian, if I'm a Christian, if we have received God's grace, if we're under the blood of Jesus, if we're part of God's family, if God has been immeasurably good to us, if he's chosen us and adopted us and made us his own, then how should we treat each other? What should this relationship look like? How should I treat you, and how should you treat me? And today we get a phrase that... Well, let's read it, and then we'll talk about it. Go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. We'll read last week's verse, and then we'll read... It's only half a verse, so if you were, you know, hoping for a quick sermon, it might happen this morning. But it's a really... it's a hard half verse, so let's do it. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with... one another. That's it. That's the phrase, bearing with one another. Where the text brings us into the area of what do you do with unbearable people, with those people that you can't tolerate, you don't like, you just can't put up with them. The people that, you know, you come to church and it's a good Sunday morning, it's sunny, we're in our Sunday best, we're at a place with people we like, and I would like to forget about those people. I'm going to have to deal with them tomorrow at work, or just those, for a moment, I don't want to have to think about the unbearable people. But this text makes us think and ask, how should we treat people who are unbearable? And lest we continue on and I treat unbearable people as if there are, you know, other bad people out there. This is a topic that I have intimate experience and knowledge of, mainly because I've been told over my life on more than one occasion by people who dearly love me that I am a bit unbearable. Different contexts and different circumstances. There's a time that I'm driving my sister. I'm 16 and she's, 14? 17, 15, something like that. 2 years difference, but just, you know, new driver's license, new car. It's a 66 Chevy Bel Air, you know, where it's like a boat, and it rumbles down, takes up about a lane and a half, and goes really fast if you want it to, if you're late. It's a wonderful car. You're driving down the road, and my sister's sitting there, and we're driving from Waverly to Lincoln. And if you've ever driven down that road, that stretch of highway, it's a really boring drive. And so my sister puts on her makeup. She has a number of those, like, caboodles? Is that what they were called? The pink things with the lid? Like tackle boxes, but for girls? No one else has seen it? Okay. So she had that, and open up, you know, she would open it up and be sitting there and taking all the stuff and doing the stuff, and we're driving down the road, and my only defense for what comes next is it's a really boring drive from Lincoln to Waverly or vice versa. So we're going, you know, to see all of our friends, and we're driving down the road, and she's right in the middle of, and, you know, just whoo, and the steering wheel jerks somehow, and the lipstick goes up, and Philip, and oh, I'm sorry. Did that? What? I just didn't mean to do that. I was lying. That was wrong. And so, you know, a few minutes later, you know, now there's I, and this is horribly dangerous, right next to the I. Again, the other way, and so, boom, the other way. Philip, don't do it. And I get an earful, and I'm just laughing, you know. And a few minutes later, okay, I won't do it anymore. A few minutes later, again and again, and finally, the caboodle is slammed shut, and I'm just not going to go. It's like, well, you look terrible. You can't be half made up. I mean, that's worse. It's one or the other. Pick, you know, you can't unmade up or totally made up, but half made up, that's just, looks like, eh. So you gotta finish. Just please. No, I'm not going to. Finally, cajoling, please, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I won't do that anymore, I promise, I absolutely will. The caboodle comes back open and tentatively make up, and out of the corner of your eye, watching to make sure. You wait for a few minutes, and out of the corner of your eye, watching, you know, a few minutes go by, and finally, confidently, you know, painting up, and all of a sudden, boom, again. Unbearable, right? And the fact that I think that's funny, that just speaks to how unbearable of a person I probably am. Aren't you glad you don't know me better? We all have unbearable people in our lives, don't we? And now is not the time to look at or elbow anyone next to you. We have unbearable people, and the thing is that we don't put up with unbearable people very well. That's another commonality. I know we all have unbearable people in our lives. I know none of us, we don't deal with them very well. The worse, the more unbearable you are, the more likely I am to sin against you. I'm going to raise my voice and be mad and do stuff that I shouldn't do and say stuff and think stuff and feel stuff because you're being unbearable. So this text, bearing with one another, that's a text for all of us, isn't it? Because the people in our lives, they're unbearable because they're immature, and they're selfish. It's easier to talk about them than us, right? But we're all immature and selfish, and that's what makes us unbearable. And the moments when I'm unbearable and you're unbearable and the people that bother us are unbearable, it's because they're being immature and selfish. They're thinking about what they want. So then they bother us and they irritate us and they hurt us and they get under our skin. And sometimes it's their personality, sometimes it's their character, sometimes, and you're thinking of people right now, right? See, people that's just like, what is it about that person? Maybe it's just the way they look. Something about them just drives me up the wall. And then there's other things that make people unbearable more than just, you know, outside idiosyncrasies. It's people treat us badly, again, because they're selfish and immature. They treat us badly. They want what they want. They don't care about what we want, and so they don't treat us the way we deserve to be treated. They treat us bad when we deserve to be treated well, and they're not considerate with each of us because they're thinking about themselves, because they're being selfish and immature. Sometimes they do the stuff that hurts us on accident. Sometimes they do it on purpose. And either way, it really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, it's unbearable. So who are the people in your life that are just unbearable? The people every day, you know, you're going to see them tomorrow. You're going to see them today. That just, if you're married, is it your spouse, your children, people at work, the people you go to school with, play on a team with, your family, friends? Every category I mentioned, there's probably somebody in there, you're like, yeah, that there's times that there's that person is just unbearable. And I just, dude. So how do you react to unbearable people? What's your way of dealing when that person is being just, gets under your skin and is unbearable? And how do you react? Because we tend to not react well, right? When people are being unbearable and we just can't deal with them. And normally, the way we react is, well, we explode. Well, that's one way. It's, don't turn the steering wheel anymore. Let me put my makeup on. Don't make me poke my eye out. We explode. We lose our patience. We talk in a much higher volume than we normally would if they weren't being so unbearable with it. We're upset with them. Or we, and maybe this is what you do, we complain. We complain. And we just, why do I always have to be like that? And that person is just, I can't believe it. Tomorrow I have to go to work with that person. And it's just the same person over and over. And we mutter to ourselves, and we mutter to anybody who will listen to us, and we mutter to them, and I'm going to be miserable because of you. Everybody else is going to know about it and be miserable as well. I got to express it. When people are being unbearable, what do? When we leave, I don't have to take this. I put up with just about enough. I don't have to take any more of this. I don't deserve this. This isn't fair. I'm out of here. What? Have you ever said those words? We all have, right? Because that's how we deal with unbearable people. I'm not have to be here anymore. I got to get out of here. What? Or we say, this is wrong. The way I'm being treated is wrong. If you would just get over your selfishness and your immaturity, then I wouldn't be upset with you anymore. So let's fix this. Let's fix you. And instead of, this is not, you say, well, you're kind of putting up with it because you're in the situation and you're helping the person change. No, that's not putting up with. That's not bearing with somebody. That's not having patience. It's I'm not going to put up with this. So I'm not going to leave, but I'm going to fix you. And my mission is that I'm not going to be happy until you're fixed. Once you're fixed, I'll be happy. But until you're fixed, I'm not going to be happy. Or we turn the tables on them. We say, if you make me miserable, I'll make you miserable. I'll bother you. If you make my life miserable in my family or in my job or with my friends, I'll do the same thing back to you. I'll make you feel bad. And whenever we respond with this anger, with flipping the tables and with that vengeance or with leaving or fixing or just complaining, whenever we respond the way we normally do to unbearable people, doesn't it always end badly? It ends badly because then we end up being just... And nothing gets fixed in our relationship with them. We drift apart. There's bitterness, and it's, I don't like that person. There's vengeance, and God didn't make us to be like that, to treat each other like that. And when you bother me and I respond those ways to you, I'm not glorifying God. I'm making God look big. I'm doing stuff that I'm going to have to apologize for later if there's any hope of us reconciling. So our text today gives us a better path, a better way of handling unbearable people that we all have in our lives, without getting mad, without destroying their life and destroying ourselves. Put on then, Colossians 3:12, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. Big idea is that God's children, God's child bears with other people. Puts up with other people, bears with other people with love, because his father is patient and bears with him or her. That's what the big idea from this text. We're supposed to bear with each other. That's why I wanted to leave the word patience. Look at verse 12, at the end of verse 12. It says, put on patience. Patience, it leads, just flows right into this bearing with, because it's one and the same idea. It's that tolerance idea. It's I'm patient with you. I'm patient not with your with the good stuff about you. You have to be patient with people's weaknesses, right? With the stuff that's bad about them. It's putting up with people's imperfections and the stuff they really should change. It's being patient as God changes them and letting time go by. And while that time is going by, I'm being calm and I'm being tranquil. I'm being in peace. I'm not reacting in anger and irritation and vengeance and getting bitter inside and treating you badly. That's what patience is. So he said, clothe yourself with patience. And that naturally leads, if you have patience with people, if I have patience with people, that leads us to what? To bear with them, to tolerate them, to continue on, even in disagreeable circumstances, even with people who really bother us, people that we can't tolerate. It says tolerate them, bear with them, continue on, go forward, bearing with one another. And that's a helpful phrase because, okay, it's not just that I have people that I can't bear in my life and that are unbearable at times. I'm the unbearable person. And see, we need the mutual bearing with, the mutual putting up with. Don't you see that? Isn't that what marriage is all about? Mutually bearing with each other. I need to bear with my wife because sometimes she's unbearable, and there's a lot of times I'm unbearable. She needs to bear with me. And then if you take that picture, that's what parent and child relationships are, and that's what family relationships are, and that's what friendships are, and that's what brother and sister relationships are. My two boys, they have to bear with each other quite a bit. They live in the same room in bunk beds. There's a lot of bearing with each other that goes on in that relationship. Isn't that what work is like? You work with people and everybody's unbearable and they think you're unbearable, and it's putting up with it's bearing with one another. We all bother each other. We're all immature and selfish, and we all have to have patience and put up with and understand each other. And you're not perfect, but I'm not perfect, and so I will put up with you. So let's look at that word, bearing with. It's interesting because I started substituting, as I was thinking about this idea, just putting up with and tolerating. And then I realized that's not the word that's being used. Because isn't there a difference between just tolerating, I can put up with that, I'm not gonna, and bearing with. Bearing with is carrying a load. It's carrying a burden. and going forward with that burden. And in this case, what's the burden? It's other people's ickiness that I wish I didn't have to deal with. That's a good description, isn't it? When you have someone who's being unbearable and you don't exit the situation and you don't, you know, just lash out at them and you just go forward with patience, that's like bearing a burden. There's like a weight on your shoulders. Like every time I see them, it's just this, it doesn't turn out and it doesn't work out and they're just unbearable and it's bearing with. And the weight is the immaturity and the selfishness of the other person. That's what it is. So before we say how we do that, what is bearing with not? What's the negative of bearing with? If you say, I'm supposed to bear with, but that means I could just leave, right? Well, no, bearing with is not, is not looking for the escape route. That's not bearing with. That's the opposite of bearing with. If you give me a backpack and say, carry this up that mountain, and I immediately wait for you to turn around and then drop it in a bush and then go up the mountain, I'm not bearing the weight. It's the opposite of bearing with, is looking for the escape route. Are there times when there's dangerous situations when you could physically be harmed, or there's moments to say, okay, this has run its course, I can't be here anymore? Absolutely. This text, I think, is talking about the majority of the times when people are unbearable and when we want to look for the escape route. I can't deal with you anymore. God's put you in my life. I'm supposed to bear with it. So bearing with is not looking for the escape route. It's not running off. It's not running away. It's not, bearing with is not, okay, I'll deal with you. It's not the complaining under your breath and then letting everybody else know how unbearable that person is. That's not bearing with. That's not supporting the weight of their immaturity on your shoulder. It's letting it's the pressure cooker when you turn it open, you know, at the end of the cooking cycle and all the steam comes out. That's what that is. It's not bearing with it. If you don't use pressure cookers, that illustration made no sense, so just we'll continue. Bearing with is not turning on the person and making them, if I'm going to be this miserable by you, you're going to be miserable around me. That's not bearing with. It's not. Even though we're supposed to help people grow, bearing with is not making my life's mission make you better so I'm more comfortable. That's not bearing with. It's not. Should we say that's not right? Yes. Should we say here is how you should change? Yes. Should we constantly be harping on and nagging at the person and not letting it go until they change? No, that's not bearing with. That's exploding in anger. Is not bearing with. Most of the ways that we react when people are unbearable are not bearing with, are not obeying this command. So what does it look like to obey this command? Well, it dawned on me, look up at verse 12. He's told us how to obey the command. Here's what bearing with looks like. It's having this attitude. It's putting on compassion and kindness and humility and meekness. That's what bearing with looks like. When I'm being unbearable and you're bearing with me, and in your heart you're feeling compassion towards me instead of just irritation with me, that's bearing with me. That's when you're kind to me when I don't deserve it, that's bearing with me. That's not just, he doesn't deserve anything. I'm going to give him, maybe I won't be mean to him, but I'm not going to be good to it. No, that's the opposite of this. It's being kind to the person. When humility and meekness, and I'm just as bad. So if I want to be put up with, why wouldn't I put up with? That's what it is. That leads us, doesn't it, to having that heart towards the person? Doesn't that lead us to having a good attitude? So bearing with, go with me on this, bearing with other people's unbearableness is feeling compassion and kindness and humility towards them. And then that leads us to feel good towards the person, have a good attitude. That's why I think the word tolerate or put up with wasn't used, because tolerate is I can be just, but I can put up with it. I don't like it at all. Bearing with, carrying that weight with this attitude means I'm happy. Even as you're making my life miserable, I'm happy because my happiness doesn't come from you, but I'm happy. I'm not just being quiet and putting up with and be getting bitter and bitter and more bitter inside. I'm actually I'm letting God turn your irritableness, your badness, your insupportableness into kindness and goodness, and I'm becoming happier and nicer even as you're becoming more insupportable. That's what it means to bear with each other. And look at the kindness word again. That's the one I would have liked to skip over, because if I'm going to put on kindness, you're being unbearable to me, and I'm putting on kindness, that doesn't just mean I put up with you being unbearable. And this is the hard one. It means I'm actually good to you. I look for ways to be nice to you. I compliment you when you're writing me down. I'm nice to you at work when you're being the opposite to me. I'm good to you. I do good things for you when you doing bad things to me. We're nice and we're kind to the people that are not being very good to us. The more insupportable you are, the kinder I'm supposed to be if I'm God's child. And so again, like last week, if we get to the end of that and you say, okay, I see what he's saying. It's the exact opposite of how I react normally. So I can do that, but when? When do I have to do that? Because I can't imagine always. Of course I couldn't always. And like I said, there's situations, there's exceptions, there's violence and abuse and illegal things that you don't just bear with. But most, this text applies to the majority of the times that people bother us. It's not violent and illegal. It's just people being immature and selfish. So when do I have to be like this? It's when do I have to bear with? And then I like to have like a math equation in my mind. It's like the less that you are meaning to be unbearable. It's like if you're a small child and you can't even talk. And, you know, you poop everywhere, and you're unbearable. You cry in the middle of the night, and you vomit on me, and you wake me up, and your pee is not contained in the pee container, and it just doesn't work. It's like everything, that's so unbearable. But I bear with that. I can put up with that and lovingly treat you so much better than you deserve to be treated. But if you're like a person who knows what's going on, and you're being mean to me, and you're not being nice to me, and you're being unbearable, and you know you're being unbearable, and there's no excuse for your unbearableness. It's like, I'm nice to you, and we see this in family. The closer you are to the person, I'm nice to you, and you're not being, this is, I put up with a lot less of that. This text does not include that pretty little math equation. How much do they know they're being unbearable? How much can they stop being unbearable? That's how much I'll put up with their unbearableness. The more they know, the more that they could change it, the less I'll put up with it. That equation's not included in there, so that equation comes from my flesh. It's not biblical. In other words, we're always supposed to bear with the immature and selfish people that God has put around those of us who are immature and selfish as well. And the last question is, how do I do this then? If the word in and of itself, it says it's impossible, right? Unbearable. Bear with people who are unbearable. By definition, you understand English, right? You're asking me. You understand English. You're unbearable. That means can't bear with them. And we're supposed to bear with that. That doesn't even make logical sense. How are we supposed to do that? And so you could go to the golden rule, right? You could say, well, what does Jesus say? Treat others as you would. I think we need to have another sermon next week about the golden rule. Have we forgotten that one? Yeah, treat others as you would be treated. So when I'm unbearable, I want to be treated nicely and better than I deserve. So I should treat you that way. That would be a biblical answer to the question, how should I get up inside of me, the whatever it is, to be nice to you when you're being unbearable to me? But the verse actually gives us another one, and I think even a better one, arguably. It's the same one as last week. Look at verse 12, because it's all connected. Put on, then, as God's chosen, holy, and beloved, patience, bearing with one another. Saying God has put up with you, continues to put up with you. If you are a person, that means you rebel against God. If you're a person who's alive, that means you're breathing his air and his sunshine is coming down on you and you're eating the food that he gives you and he's letting you live. And because we've rebelled against the King of the universe, we deserve death. We don't deserve even to be alive. So not if you're a Christian, if you're alive, you receive, God is being patient with you and bearing with you. And even if today you say, I'm not the person I used to be, yeah, but you're not the person you should be. I'm not anyway. So God is still bearing with me just as much as he always has had to. He's putting up with me. He's being patient with me. And I'm alive. His grace, his just common grace is on me. And then on top of that, he says, because I'm in Christ, I'm one of his chosen ones. I'm holy. I'm made perfect. I'm beloved. The person who rejected God is chosen by God. That's incredible grace. That's being immeasurably kind to those who are immeasurably unbearable. You're chosen. You're holy. He's made me pure and clean. I don't deserve to be pure and clean. I deserve to rot in my own impure filth. And I'm beloved by the King of the universe. He's poured out his compassion on me and made me his beloved son in Christ. That's incredible. And that's why I'm supposed to bear with people who are unbearable, because I am infinitely unbearable to the King of the universe, to my Creator. And he has borne with me, and he's poured out his grace on me, and he's made me his son, and he's loved me. So God's children are to bear with other people's immaturities and other people's selfishness. So what do? We're supposed to bear with unbearable people because God bears with us. That means if you're not a Christian, you know, when I said chosen and beloved and holy, you said, I'm not, that's not me yet. Then this verse, again, like last week, same thing. It's an invitation to you to become God's chosen, beloved, holy child, someone who God rains down his, not just letting you breathe another day, but his immeasurable grace forgiving you and making you part of his family and giving you the promise of an eternity with him, becoming God's child and putting his spirit in you. It's an invitation to repent and be baptized, to give yourself to Jesus, to accept him as your Savior and Lord when you make that decision. And in this community, when you say, I'm ready, I want God, I want that much love and favor from God to be poured out on me, tell someone. You can repent and be baptized and become God's child. And if you already are a Christian, then the application is so direct, isn't it? We're supposed to bear with people. So remember last week I said we're going to take this slow so we have something to work on every week. Our assignment, our task, our homework for this week is as follows. In those moments when you're just bothered and irritated by somebody, they're being unbearable, your spouse, your children, somebody you work with, whatever. Just, okay, in that moment, you know, just like to take 30 seconds in your mind and just think. And just, okay, God has been so good to me. He's loved me so much. He's put me in his family. He's forgiven me. He's put his spirit inside of me. I don't deserve any of that. I am so unbearable towards him. I run away from him. I look for other idols. I worship everything but him. I can barely, you know, come and sing to him one time a week. I'm supposed to worship him all the time. I'm so unbearable towards him, and he loves me so much. I know that was longer than 30 seconds, but you can think that a lot faster than it took to say it, right? How much has God loved me? He's been so good to me. And then think of the words as you're looking at that person. Patience. Bearing with. I'm supposed to bear with. I'm supposed to be patient. And I'm supposed to be kind. So then ask yourself a question. I would like to end the message before sharing this question with you, because if I say it, then I'm going to have to do it too, but here goes. Ask yourself a question as you're looking at the person, they're being unbearable, you're remembering how much God loves you, and you're saying, I'm supposed to bear with. What can I do to be kind to them in this moment? But they don't deserve it. I just want to get out of here. What can I do to clothe myself with kindness, to be kind to them in this moment as they're being unbearable to me? And then do that. I can't. The Holy Spirit will give you strength to do what God asked you to do that in ourselves we can't do. Let's bear with those who are unbearable. Why don't we stand? We'll pray together, and then we'll sing. Oh God, we come to you and we thank you because you are good. Thank you because you love us, and thank you because you bear with us. You are patient. Your patience is beyond measure. Your kindness is everlasting. You are good. Your mercy is unmeasurable. You are such a good, kind God, and we praise and worship you for that. And then we immediately turn around and we ask you, God, that you would make us be patient and merciful and kind to the people this week that will be around us who do not deserve that from us, who we don't feel deserve that. The unbearable people in those unbearable moments, help us to be like you are to us, to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.